Mare Nostrum. The sea, right before you on the map, and the lands around it once belonged to us, the Romans. And it wasn't just given to us, let me tell you. The Carthaginians, descendants of Phoenician sailors, were also determined to rule the Mediterranean. It took us 6 generations to defeat them. I imagine you've heard of the Punic Wars, the Roman wolf versus the Carthaginian elephant. They were the beginning of our world domination. My husband would tell you everything about the Punic Wars, battle by battle, but I'll be brief. One of the places where the Romans and the Carthaginians fought each other was the Iberian Peninsula. If you look at the coins in the display cases, you'll see Greek profiles, winged horses and so on. They are meant to look Greek, but they are actually Iberian. The Iberians lived here long before it occurred to Romans and Carthaginians to come and fight here. Poor Iberians. They were used to trading with the Greeks, in Empurius, for example, and did not expect to be Romanized, and by force at that. Oh, the Punic Wars. So many lost harvests, so many sunken ships, so many hundreds of thousands of deaths. It's hard to imagine that our province, so prosperous, so peaceful, so Roman, could have had anything to do with all that. But there is always another side to life, just as there is with coins. Look at me, for example. I was born many years later, far from Rome and from Tarraco, for that matter. But thanks to the Romanization of the Iberian Peninsula, I can say that I am as Roman as the Seven Hills. These gold pendants would make beautiful earrings. Ah, I still remember the presents I got that New Year's Eve when... By the way, do you know the word present originally comes from Latin? See? You speak more Latin than you think. One of the advantages of living in an empire is that wherever you go, everyone understands you. And the big advantage of living in a Mediterranean empire is that you can eat fish every day. Yum! Don't they make you feel hungry, those fish over there? There must be one for every nation that ever lived in the Mediterranean. Look at the octopus and the lobster with its claws and everything. That is my kind of sea, the one you can eat. Come on, let's go into the next room. Remember what I said now? Best foot forward.